Then in verse 23, that all men should honor the Son as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Believe me, he puts himself on the par with God, and it's to hear Jesus Christ and to trust him, my friend, is what saves you. They wanted to know on what basis that he did this, you see. And he had put down three great principles here that's true of him, and it's on the basis of those three that he gave this wonderful statement that is used in personal work today, and rightly so. But we do need to back it up with what he said. The statement that's used is verse 24, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not, or does not come into condemnation or judgment, but is passed out of death into the life." Now, who said that? That's the important thing. It was like years ago in a cotton patch in the Southland that a man stood up and read to those that were so weary picking cotton, they were lying on their sacks, and he gave the verse, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll rest you." And one man raised himself from off his cotton sack and said, "Them's good words, but who said them?" Well, these are good words. "He that heareth my word, believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and does not come into judgment, but is passed out of death into the life." Who said them? Well, here's the one who said them. Here are the three statements he made on which you have the foundation for this verse. The first one is in verse 19, "Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do, for whatsoever things he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise." In other words, the Lord Jesus said, "I'm God, I do what God does." That's important. That makes his invitation a glorious invitation and makes it good words. Then the second statement is, verse 21, "For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them," that is, give them life, "even so the Son quickeneth," or gives life, "to whomsoever he will." In other words, the Lord Jesus raises the dead. Now, we have a great deal being said about the gift of healing today, but with that gift went the ability to raise the dead. Paul raised the dead, so did Simon Peter. Our Lord gave them that gift. It was an apostolic gift of healing and raising the dead. Well, that's gone by. Now, the Lord Jesus raised the dead. He'd raise the dead because he's God. These other men did it in the name of the Lord Jesus. That's the reason today that he can give everlasting life to you. And the third statement is verse 22. He says, "For not even the Father judgeth any man, but he hath committed all judgment unto the Son." Now, the Lord Jesus didn't come to judge the first time, but he will come the next time, and all judgment is committed to him. Now, this is very wonderful, you see. He's God. He raises the dead, and he's going to judge. And he's the one that says if you'll hear his word and believe on him, you won't come into judgment. The judge tells us that. That makes these words wonderful words.